it.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny. Funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
Looking through everything, making sure we're good. All right, chat. Rolling. All right, I said chat because that's what I say. I say that at work.
What's
all
up, chat?
Fucking day. I literally say that a thousand times a day.
Hey, no more weeks.
No more weeks. No more weeks.
Yes.
Johnny's on the bitch board today.
He's on the bitch board. The board bitch is on the bitch
means,
board.
That means I don't do the intro, right? You're going to do the intro, Mick?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what to say, right? Did you forget how to do everything? Or?
Yeah, because it's been so fucking long.
I'll intro Corey since I know him best, but you could...
Let him do the intro. Let Anthony do the intro since he knows Corey. And,
oh, yeah.
Well, no, I'll intro Corey, but you could do the intro to the show.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. I don't care. I'm just...
Yeah, you don't matter. That's why I'm not paying attention to you.
Sorry. My bad.
That was great timing, though. That was good timing.
Johnny, cue me up, dude. Give me some music, dude.
Give you some music?
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it here, whatever's on, because I don't want to mess with nothing. What is this? What are we listening to?
Some shit. What's up, guys? Welcome to the...
Quit yelling.
Stool Podcast. I am Mick Stradamus. How's it going, guys? I have been redeemed today.
Yes. He's
I
free.
Have.
You're free from the cage.
I'm free. I'm a liberated man. You know?
Liberación. Viva la liberación.
Quite suiting for the upcoming 4th of July weekend.
There you go. Right.
I feel good going.
This will be an episode about liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's it feel, Johnny?
It's fine. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with
all
this.
All right, that's great. So we are here. No, go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead.
All I was going to say is it's fine because, you know, it's kind of fun doing this. I'm going to be honest, you know.
You like learning the ins and outs of it?
Yeah,
I need to fix this camera
though.
You like ins and you like outs.
This, yeah, exactly.
In and out.
I'm a little geeky.
That's what you
it.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fix it on your own time. All right,
bitch. I can fix it right now. Watch, check it out.
Just keep the drinks flowing, bitch.
Oh, there you go.
Nope, that's not the right one. That's not the right. That's not the right
way to do it. Zoom yourself out. What are you doing?
Shut your mouth.
Just scene one, bitch.
Blug 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 blug.
Come on, man.
Blug blug blug.
We.
Nope, that's not the one.
You suck, dude.
You're terrible at this.
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, you're terrible at this.
You guys, go ahead.
All right, so we have a guest with us today. We are back to a little run of guests. You know, we did our you know, just the back to the grassroots three of us thing, you know, for a couple of weeks. But now we have a good friend of mine named Corey.
Hello, everybody.
He has been in several bands.
How you doing?
He's played on Vans Warped Tour. And what I find most fascinating, made a career as a police officer. So say a little bit about yourself, buddy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Corey. I am a police officer. been doing that for about 6-7 years now.
All right.
But
I met you when you were working at Stater Brothers.
Yeah. I was there for those 15 years.
Good old Stater Brothers.
That was like my first real job.
That's one thing we all sort of have in common. We didn't work for Staters, but me and him, we worked for Ralph's.
Yeah, everybody's a pro at slinging groceries.
Yeah, dude, we are, you know, we did the night crew stuff, you know, Ripper. That's how I started. You know, just ripping up cardboard boxes, bailing them, you know, but, so yeah, I remember the way we kind of first started interacting was 8 City Takeover.
Yeah.
Was 8 City Takeover your first band?
First like real band that actually put a little dent.
What was your first band?
We were this in high school. I think it was called like Fate of the Fallen.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad name.
No, it was pretty cool. It was a bunch of high school guys and a couple other, you know, people we met along the, you know, the music industry. And this was more of like a super heavy AFI influenced type band.
What were you doing in it?
I actually played guitar.
Okay.
Played guitar.
So you weren't vocals yet.
Wasn't on vocals yet. That's kind of what, you know, got my foot in the door a little bit of like, nice. I like this. This is fun, you know? Yeah. So.
Right on, man. Super right on. So, Johnny,
super right on.
To check in with you really quick.
Yes, sir.
How's your week been? You mentioned on the last episode you had a run, your band DNG. Yes. You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Too bad. Okay. I had to do. I was waiting on that one. I had to do it really quick. But no, I do want to hear about it. Go.
No, fuck you. You don't hear shit.
No, you
now.
Said save it for the cast when I asked about it, and I did, and I want to hear about it.
Yeah, that was good. No, it was fun. It was fun. We played with. We went on a run. The headliners were our buddies in Bear King, a band called Bear King. They're actually from Bakersfield, I believe. So they're from out there. They invited us to do the 3-day run. And it was good time when we hit Bakersfield, then we hit Cupertino, and then we hit Bakersfield. At the first day was Bakersfield, though. I don't know. Either way, we hit all three of those. It was fun. One of them actually got
moved.
Have
some drinks, did you?
Oh, for sure. A little bit.
maybe your memory's a little blurred, is it?
but the first show got moved a couple times, so we ended up just playing at a house. It was a house show.
Nice.
And that shit was lit.
I love a house show, dude.
Bro, it was
house
so
shows
fun.
Are the shit.
So lit. They're so good.
Bro. Yeah, I mean, most of the time, it's usually, I hate to really kind of say it this way, at least this is my experience. It's like the party parents, you know, the ones like, I don't care if you drink, just drink here. You know, like those ones.
Yeah, that's exactly how that house like, was.
But yeah, it's like they run a show and then like, most of the time, they'll hang out. The parents of the house will hang out.
I always used to say, you sure you want to put that evil on your household, Nancy? Oh, you guys are cool. You can set up and play. Like,
all right, okay. Here we go.
There we go.
Yeah, no, there's some...
Yeah, there's
Southern people. California house shows is where it's at.
Yeah,
especially,
yeah.
Honestly, I'd be, you know, remiss to not mention, I don't know if anybody gets to like ska or punk shows, but ska shows around lit. Here are nuts, dude. Yeah. They're fucking nuts, dude. I've never seen people so having so much fun. You know what I mean? That yeah. I prefer it over the hardcore like beat down, blah, blah, right, sometimes right. Just because it's just a good vibe, man. Everyone's on a good,
that's how it was. I mean, it was tight. It was like some hardcore bands and stuff. Shout out to all the bands that played. And I actually had to borrow some equipment, so it was nice.
Really?
What yeah, happened? I'll tell you real quick about that.
But, yeah, what happened?
But either way, for real, that way that show went, people were on the fucking house. They were on the house. We were playing under like the backyard's like awning.
Yeah,
there was like people on top of it, like walking on top yeah. of it and shit. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, you were
that's
saying that.
Yeah. That's a good time.
Yeah, it was crazy as hell, dude. Like they're hanging from the
time.
Rafter thing. And, like,
dude, I love the house shows. Are how yeah. House shows. I've been probably my best experiences as a musician have been at a house show.
So yeah, fun. Yeah, no, there's to me, that's the energy that I'm about, man. Like I love the idea of a nice big production and they do the lights and I love that too. But the intimacy of those kind of shows, nothing like it.
Yeah, nothing like it. It was fun. So real quick, then I'll just say what happened. So we're driving, right? I got to Steven's house. We packed up the van because we rented a van. I freaking packed everything when we left. We're good. Everything was cool. We were driving. And as soon as we got to Bakersfield, the first show was Bakersfield. As soon as we got there, I was like looking at my shit. It was right in front of me because we had to load it into the side of the van. Instead of the back, we put it in the side where the sliding door is, you know. So I was like looking at my shit, my cab, and I was like, something don't look right. And I look at it again, and I'm like, my bass is back there. My cab's here. Like, what am I missing? And I was like,
you didn't have your head?
My head.
What?
It's in my trunk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I went on tour with no fucking head. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. And then, so I had to borrow shit and I didn't even know what I was going to borrow. Like, I was like, hey, yo, Andy, what's the bass player's name in this band? Like, you know, like, who's like, I didn't even know who's playing right
what's
before
my
us.
In here?
Yeah. I need to find somebody because I was going to plug in straight to the... with my pedal because I got a dark glass, the Alpha Omega Ultra, and I was like, cool, I could just
shit,
use that.
Sorry, he reached the bitch board max words for the episode, so now he can't that's talk it. For the rest of the episode.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shit.
That
was a good story, but we're gonna have to stop there.
I do have to say you had a good run today.
But you guys are pieces of shit.
No, go ahead, finish
do that.
I'm joking, man. I'm getting this punching down thing. It's nice.
Yeah, Chad and Kathy gets the shaft, dude.
Sheesh. Well, either way, I borrowed some equipment. And I literally played that show and I was trying to plug in with my dark glass like into the system, but I didn't have my power for it because that's in the back of my head because I have a power conditioner. So literally couldn't even plug it in my pedal into anything. So I used somebody else's whole rig, which he had a good rig, but it was set up for his bass. So it didn't sound that great on mine. But I was like, whatever, I'm playing the show. Let's go. So the next day
people still have fun though? People show up.
Oh, that's dude, good. That house show is nuts.
It's one of the things that it's like it has in common with cooking. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like on that high level, if the all the shit that goes down in between that the musicians know about, you know, it doesn't matter doesn't as matter. Long as the product gets to the same, customer. Yeah. And the customer is the audience.
Yep. So I just bought a head the next day at Sam Ash or Guitar Center and ran with that. I bought a head and then.
So you have an extra head?
I got two heads now.
Well, is it a head you like or are you trying to sell it? Because I'm looking for a bass head actually because of this guy.
I'm looking to sell it. I don't need it.
How much was it?
I got it for like $200.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I'll just buy it. Whatever, buy it from you.
Yeah, absolutely. $200. I'll give you even a better deal. Because what I was going to do is I was going to sell my head anyway. Like now that I tried out a bunch of heads while I was there. And one of them was a new Ampeg that kind of like runs like the Dark Glass head. So I was, and it's like small. It's like the size of this, and I'm gonna buy that. So I'm saving up. So nice. Yeah, if you want to buy that one, I'll give it to you.
Sweet, problem solved, man.
They'll put money. We just got
two birds stoned at once.
Yes,
pretty awesome.
Two birds stoned. I don't think that's how the saying goes, but
yeah,
we're almost there.
So Corey,
yes, sir.
Tell us about your trajectory a little bit, like your whole career. Tell us about AC Takeover. Tell us about Mayfair, because I know you were in at least those two bands, mm-hmm. and then. It was just, that was it for a while, right?
Yeah, that was it for a while. So 8 City Takeover started, I'd say around 2009. I might've been playing in another band before that called Rive. I was introduced to that band by my buddy, Nick, working at Stater Brothers.
Nick Casas.
So Nick Casas asked me, hey, you know, we need a guitar player. I know you play guitar. You want to come out and try out?
Cool.
I did. The boys wanted me, you know, to be a part of the band, but it just, it was more of like a super poppy pop punk band. And I that's not my writing style. So it was fun to play again on stage again.
That was Rive.
So that was probably like, I would say like 2007, 8-ish maybe.
That was like way before me.
It was before. Yeah. Way before. So then 2009, you know, I started 8 City Takeover. So I said, hey Nick, you down to play something heavier? And he's like, absolutely. Again, at the time, my buddy Skylar Carrion, who I'm still super close with.
I see Joe often. I see Roger often, but I interact with Nick, you know, online and stuff. Yeah. But I miss the fuck out of Skylar. He was actually doing guitar stuff for me for a while too, when I was doing like, you know, Tension stuff way back in the day.
Sky Shreds.
Yeah, dude, he's the man. But he's a focused man, and he is able to escape the. What are you doing?
Don't pay attention to me.
Okay, all right.
I'm producing the show.
He's able to escape the trap that we're all in with our love for music and be a professional that, you know, make money for real. You know?
He shreds, you know, and it's cool with Skylar is, you know, he's married, you know,
he's got his life, dad
of two kids, you know, badass electrician.
Yeah.
You know, he did all the work at my house, which is super cool. And, nah, he's still, you know, I try to get him on the horse again with music, but he's got that dad
He's a busy life. Guy, yeah. He's a busy guy. So whole crew, man. Honestly, that whole crew.
It was good times. To kind of go back a little bit, so we started 8 City Takeover in 2009 with Skylar. And, you know, I asked a couple of the homies in the, you know, the music, hey, you want to play drums, blah, blah, blah. And we went through a few different members, but the official lineup it was actually myself, Skylar, Nick, Joe, Lucero, and then Roger.
Okay.
You know, you guys know. That was the, you know, official core.
How did Joe get introduced? Well, I mean, do Joe and then do Roger. How did they get introduced in the picture?
I think for Roger, at the time our drummer quit. I don't remember. Again, one of my best friends, Steven Crosmer, shreds at drums. He ended up quitting for, you know, personal reasons. And I think I put out an ad on Craigslist at the time. You know, drummer wanted, must be metal, hardcore influence, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, must
I think we've all done a Craigslist ad. Yep. Answered one or made one. Yep. All of us probably have.
Yeah, that's how I met Johnny.
Yeah. Really?
That's how we met, yep.
God. Oh, dude. Crazy, huh? Yep. If all of the sketchy shit that took place on Craigslist didn't ruin it for the rest of us, you know, that stuff's still there? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's how Roger was born. Roger hit us up. Hey, I'm down to play. And at the time we were trying out a bunch of different drummers. And, you know, I told Roger, I said, hey, this is the set list. I said, if you learn it, come to practice this day. Sure shit. He came and just fucking nailed it. nailed it.
What he did with the Dead Widow stuff, dude.
Slays.
He learned it all in a week. I'm like, what is, what he's, goes on in your mind?
He's a madman.
Yeah.
And I think he introduced us to Joe. I think. I don't know if they were friends before.
They've known each other for so long.
So I'm pretty sure that's how it came along. Cause at the time our other guitar player, I don't even remember how it went. I think it quit. I think it was Skylar and it was Josh from the band Rive.
Oh, okay.
And Josh ended up wanting to do his own thing. So then we're just left with Skylar. And I was like, all right, well, you know, Skylar and I are writing everything anyways. Let's try to find somebody else who can keep up with Skylar's talent. And, you know, Joe came along and the rest is kind of history. You know, yeah, you're right. I got to play Warped Tour and, you know, with Emery, All That Remains. And it was a super solid time. I think Joe ended up quitting because I think at the time he was having his son.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of, you know, obviously focus is going a different direction. And that's when I think Roger hit me up and said, hey, ask my boy Anthony. And that's how you and I became friends. Maybe even met
through that.
Somehow, the
first time I think I had ever physically interacted with you is like I was working for like a publication at the time. Okay. And I interviewed you guys.
There we go.
In Pomona at the bar that's like down the street from the Glass House.
Characters.
That,
like, biker bar.
Yes. That's the first time I met you guys. I forget exactly how I met Roger. It might have been Craigslist. It might have been Facebook or MySpace, you know, back in the day that we, you know, kind of crossed paths. But it was like a total lucky thing. And then, you know, I was working for, what was it called? It was like Moshcore. It was like the crappiest name, dude. And I would do, you know, like album reviews and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? And transcribe interviews from like the Devil Wears Prada for like, you know, like into like typing, like literally sitting typing audio into fucking, it sucked. But it was cool. You know, it was like doing work, getting paid to do work that I liked, you know, a little bit.
And around different people and music.
And then you know, I came and interviewed you guys and, you know, I mean, I immediately with 8 City Takeover, out of, you know, seeing a whole bunch of different bands, I was like, this band is a bunch of talented musicians. Yeah. Like, it's like a bunch of really talented musicians, whether like, you know, like, so I started like, you guys were in my head at that point. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, like, so I kind of felt like it was cool. You know, I was like, all right, I'm getting to interview this band and everything. So, and then, you know, you guys were super friendly, super cool. And then you guys became my friends. So I was like, all right, sick.
I had a blast. I really had a blast in that band and got to do stuff I've never done in my whole life. You know, played some small shows.
Still to this day, my claim to fame with you guys is that I got to play guitar with you on the Queen Mary.
That was awesome. But it's funny because that show, I don't know if you remember, I remember the band that was warming up to play essentially after us, they started playing their backing tracks. And I remember being like, what the hell is that? Like, that is so nasty. That's so loud. And that's actually how I met Mayfair.
Oh.
Because they were playing.
They played after us.
Right after us.
I did not know that.
In the other room. And I remember our show, you know, went well. It was cool. We played in that little back room and I was like, oh, awesome. And then after we were loading our equipment, I remember hearing the backing tracks of Mayfair, you know, and I think it was at the time their album was called Dressed in Black. And it was some super ambient 808 dark, like, you know, eerie sounding intro. And, I'm loading my equipment into
God bless your soul, Johnny. Bless
you. I've been waiting for that to come out for like 30 minutes. Sorry. Go ahead, guys.
As I was loading my equipment into my car, I remember seeing the guitar player, which is one of my best friends, Billy Sweet.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, bro, you know, and you're solid set, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you're actually looking for another guitar player. Do you play? And I'm like, no, I do. And at the time I was, to be honest, I was kind of getting burnt out of being a frontman. I wanted to write a little bit more, you know, and I'd say have a little bit more control of the music versus just, hey, here's my idea, guys. And then
have somebody else.
Yeah. You know, so to me, I wanted more of a, it's more of an impact on my writing. I wanted to be like, here's a full song. And then you guys like it. Cool. You want to change a few things. Cool. And essentially that's when I joined Mayfair and they're from Orange County. It was, you know, Nathan Castro, Alonzo. I don't remember Alonzo's last name. He moved to Costa Rica. Kevin Valida, my boy Jordan at the time. And then myself and, you know, Billy Sweet. So that band obviously dismantled a few years back.
Do you remember me taking pictures for you guys at Wild Wild Fest after 8 City Takeover broke up?
What's funny is I think one of those videos are still on YouTube.
Really?
And the fucking stage was like 110 degrees. And I was wearing
you were telling me.
I was wearing low pro Vans with no socks. And I remember the whole show, I had to keep jumping because my feet were fucking burning. It was like 100 degrees and like, what was it, off the 605 or somewhere over there? Like Pico Rivera.
Yeah.
The arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was so cool. But stuff like that is, you know, the stuff you remember. And then, Mayfair ended up kind of like breaking up or just kind of going their own way.
And that last EP, the one that they did, the 2020 one,
Messages.
Like, oh man. Yeah.
Messages.
EP. Damn. You guys had a lot of fucking potential. Yeah. When I listened to that thing, it's like, fuck, dude.
Well, we
like,
recorded that with Connor Branigan. So he
is there a way you could pull up, Apple Music, Messages by Mayfair. Maybe we could get a sample of that.
Connor plays, he's the main, you know, main writer and guitar player. And now the band Secrets.
What's the name again?
Spotify's.
Mayfair. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's on Spotify. I know I have the Apple link.
Yeah, so that's the only way I was able to find it. It was on Apple Music.
Check. You're on IG, Corey?
I'm not. No, I.
Then.
Yeah, no, I haven't been on IG in a minute. Just for
you have personal. An iPhone?
I do have an iPhone.
Airdrop it.
I'll airdrop it to you right now. Let's see.
Yeah, you are.
So how's life, Mick? Will they handle that? How's life?
Solid.
Fuck yeah,
solid.
Man.
I've been trying to
your airdrop on?
Is it on, Mick?
Is it? I think it has to be on the Wi-Fi now.
I can airdrop it to you. I think I have the.
If you have it, I think it's
from the one where you sent it.
Can you airdrop these nuts?
Ooh,
make it a bear.
Got his ass.
I lost my shit the first time I saw that video. Got him. The original guy. I have it up. I'm just waiting for the little airdrop chingus to pop.
Oh, right, I got you.
You should see it right now.
I got it?
No,
well, I can airdrop it to Corey. I can't
put
airdrop
it on everybody. It.
Michael's iMac. Boom. Just sent it.
Got
Boom.
It.
Boom. Take that shit. Yeah, Take it.
So that was the last Mayfair album that we put out, but we never.
That shit is fire, man.
It came out awesome. It came out awesome. Never did anything with it, and like I said, kind of everybody went their own way right after. So
that's a bummer, man. Yeah. And I was like, to me, well, because I think that's like the fantasy of all of us,
yeah.
You know, that we it was like, oh yeah, we just write the gold record, mm-hmm. and then we get reached out to by some source of money, and they're like, we're gonna put money behind this, and there you go.
And to be honest, during that time too, I was kind of just getting burnt out, like I just. Of the whole band process, you know? And I was like, man, I gotta, you know, I wanted to buy a house and I started thinking about just wanting different life, you know? So I did go out of music, you know, out of that. I didn't have that spark for a few years. Dude.
I'd say, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm.
Yeah. Just fucking hits.
And you play guitar in this band?
Yeah. Yeah. I was guitar. One of the guitar players.
Oh, got you. Dude, 2020.
That's when we tracked it. Yep. Around that time.
Nice.
Yep. It came out really good. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yep.
It does remind me of this time.
Yep.
Who makes this?
That was all Connor.
Connor.
That was all Connor from Secrets. Yep. Yeah, he's he's a genius. Very good.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah, solid guy. Solid dude.
A lot of gent.
Yep.
I want to say, aren't they touring with Seosin or their
Secrets?
Yeah, I saw that they were touring with somebody.
Probably. They're one of those bigger Orange County like bands that are definitely doing it up right now. So
good for them. Hell yeah.
Good for them.
So Corey,
I got a quick question.
What's up, brother?
Would you call yourself a D-gentleman?
Absolutely. Okay.
That's all I have.
That was a good one. That was pretty funny.
He's monitoring his words. Clever. I appreciate it.
I need to get that tattooed now somewhere on it.
The gentleman.
The gentleman.
Yeah, with like a little mustache.
So he's just gonna be dropping acronyms the whole. Yeah.
That's so good. That's funny.
But yeah, no. Mayfair excites me. If you guys need someone to fill in bass for you guys, if you guys pick up a show someday.
Oh, the Mayfair stuff?
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Dude, I will hop in because that stuff, honestly, I jammed to that shit.
Oh, no, it hits real hard, dude. But I got you for
the new music. I got to airdrop some of that because I haven't shared any of that. What song would you think would be worth sharing?
What's your favorite? What do you think?
Right now? Okay, so
I'll give you the call because, to be honest, I'm biased because I like everything because I wrote it all. So from an outsider, well, the problem is you've been a part of writing and recording everything. So
you want at least a slightly different angle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me wants to share for those we've loved and those we lost. And then part of me, because you say like everyone who hears that one is like, oh yeah, they
catchy?
Get it. They
cookie
get it.
Cutter, catchy, yeah, more like it. A hardcore.
But also part of me wants to share, Burn. Cause I think Burn is my favorite still. At the end of the day, I think Burn is my favorite. I think I'm going to share Burn.
Sure.
Yeah. You guys want to hear Burn? All right. So talk about the project. I'm going to cue this up.
So this project, came from, again, one of my best friends, Skylar Carrion, and I, you know, we just decided we were going to write an album and all the songs we've kind of written in the past few years. Cause obviously we're not in like bands anymore.
Johnny, switch it.
And,
sorry.
No, you're all good. So Skylar and I came up with the name at the time. He was like, oh, we should call it Witch but with two V's instead of a W, like that movie that came out. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know? And so, you know,
you're airdropping it, right? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. It's in our chat, yeah.
I'm very impatient in life when it comes to stuff. So if I have an idea, I need to do it now. So when I'm recording and writing, it was really hard for me to kind of get Skylar to come by because he does live in Lake Elsinore. So it was a little bit difficult just to get him, one, to get to the studio, or two, find some free time to actually sit and track and record, because we know that can spend, you know, 5 to 8 hours by yourself and you're like, what the hell kind of went on? So with the project, which, you know, I started tracking, what was it, Anthony, like last year sometime? It was like November, December, something like that.
Yeah. I would say we started.
So I had a bunch of songs I wrote, Skylar and I wrote together, songs we've had for the past, I'd say like 5 to 10 years, songs I've actually tracked and retracked with Billy Sweet. And, you know, at the end of the day, Skylar's crazy, crazy busy and I wanted to still go forward with it. So, I think at the time, I was recording with Billy Sweet. Billy was recording in Laguna Beach, had his little studio out there.
By the way, I love that area.
Oh, dude, it's amazing out there. And again, my boy Billy is a master at recording and engineering.
Not the chat.
And good for him because
I was trying to airdrop it.
He actually moved to Arizona for recording engineering.
I got it.
I'm not sure if they get degrees or certificates and whatnot.
There.
Got it.
So during that time, I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? How am I going to record? My recording connection is basically out of state now. I'm like, shit. So I was talking to Roger, which is the drummer for Dead Widow. Yeah. And he goes, you know, Anthony records. I'm like, oh. I hit up Anthony and the rest is history. We've been in the studio basically every single week recording this album. We're going to call it Nefarious. So it's Witch Nefarious. Oh, yeah. It's darker, you know, it's a little bit darker, but by no means I'm not like evil. It's not supposed to be like a evil record.
That's one of the things I did want to actually get into talking about. Like, I'll let you handle theme at some point and talk about it a little bit. But like the thing that I like about it, about the whole image that we're, you know, that you kind of like were explaining to me is that it is this dark thing, but it's from the perspective of someone trying to be the light. You know what I mean? Someone trying to provide light to the world in that's what I perceive from it.
No, you know? And you've hit it on the head. Like I was saying, during, I would say like 2016 to like 2022, my music creativity was absent. And then, you know, I purchased a home in 2022 and turned one of my rooms into a music room. And I think with my career, everything I felt fell into place. I can say I'm legitimately happy for the first time in a long time, where I feel, you know, successful, mentally stable, mentally strong, physically strong. And, so yeah, the music bug hit me full force and now we're here. We are
that's time to scratch like that itch.
13, 14
was
songs.
It,
later.
Was it the COVID blues got you? Yeah. I'm telling you, after COVID, it really honed in for me anyways. Mm-hmm. Like that's where this whole thing kind of the inspiration to do.
And this is awesome, by the way. Studio is sick.
Yeah, it's not going to
me. Me and my little sister have a theory. Johnny, you stay shutting the fuck up right now. Whenever I mention my sisters, you stay shutting the fuck up.
I didn't say nothing yet.
I know, but I just needed to double down.
You read his mind. Yeah, just making sure.
Okay. But we have this theory that COVID was kind of a modern Dark Ages.
Your sister's cute.
It was. It's God
damn you, motherfucker.
I didn't say nothing.
She'll appreciate it though. She will. But no, it was a modern dark ages for us. It and was. I think it provided also for us, for the artists in us, the modern artists, a new renaissance. Sort of, you know what I mean? A thing. I know, I mean, when I, during the whole thing for COVID, like I was full blown on unemployment just because my work provided that for me at the time. So there was like a 4.5 month period. I was not working. I wrote an 18 track record back in the day. It's out, you know, like I have it out. It's not one of the ones that I would say is like my best work, but like I wrote a whole bunch of shit, put it out, boom, boom, boom.
It was a fuck time, man. It was dark. The streets were empty.
Obviously it was a crazy time, but I would say, we're seeing now all the artists and how it affected them. They say from adversity is born new art. You know, it's like, I would say that.
You can see it though. I mean, show, like even live events are popping right now.
Yeah.
You know, everyone missed it.
Well, funny, like even the backtrack, you know, my current girlfriend, Brittany and I, you know, we've been together now going on 5 years and we actually met online. I think it was during COVID, but on Bumble.
Okay.
And, you know, for 2-3 years, our relationship basically was going to places that were open or outdoor dining, right? Or, you know, basically hanging out at my parents' house. Yeah,
you met under those restrictions.
So it was weird, like, when everything started open. It sounds like it was so long ago, but like 2023, end of 2022, it's like we went on our first movie date together, like 3 years after we were dating. So, no, I get it. It was a super dark time for kind of like refined your new love for stuff.
And I mean, you were, you know, you were a cop at the time.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I've been hired since 2018. Oof. 2018. So
you had like, you had a year of like, oh, this is, you know, and then nightmare. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was kind of nice because they even told, because everybody's terrified. So they, you know, nobody really knew how serious things were. And, you know, we're watching the news and people are dying and people are getting hospitalized. So, you know, our agency told us, hey, unless you have to go to these types of calls, you know, we can't skip out on, you know, domestics and stuff like that. But basically there was no proactive policing, no traffic stops, no vehicle searches. So basically you're just hanging out, chilling.
Yeah.
And then at the time, I remember the city put like the curfew on, and it was eerie. It was super eerie. No cars, no people, just silence. So it was definitely never forget for sure. And times you miss it too, because when shit hits the fan, you're like, fuck, man, go inside, like during COVID times, you know, you don't need to be popping off at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know? So,
yeah. Holy shit.
Wild.
Wow. Well, I mean, well, let's lighten things up. Yeah. What are your stances on Ukraine? No. I'm
like, well, I hear they have really good chocolate. I'm going to get to try sometime today.
That's a segue. Master of segues does his work again,
not
baby.
Bad, not
let's
bad.
Go. Better let's go.
Break it up. Break it out.
Yeah. Right. Where's it at? Where's that? We have some Ukrainian chocolate.
Take a piece and
pass it. You haven't tried this?
Ocean bubble dark chocolate.
No, you haven't tried this?
I never tried it. A little corner. I feel like I'm in a Willy Wonka movie right now.
Oh yeah, dude. Look out for the golden ticket.
Oops. I got a golden ticket.
Take a piece, pass it down. The girl I'm talking to right now.
She's just like, here's some Ukrainian chocolate. I'm like, I'm gonna try it out with the guys.
Let's go. Are we going in for it?
I say do you have your piece, Johnny?
I don't got a piece yet.
Okay, here. I'm gonna toss it to you here.
There you go. That's good.
ASMR here.
I like that.
Can you come grab it? I don't wanna.
It's like those videos where people are eating pickles close. And it's like, I can't watch this shit.
there's the that's ASMR and then there's the I think it's called mukbang.
Yo, this is dark
mukbang,
chocolate too.
Mukbang. Yeah. Mukbang is the worst shit that humans have ever done.
Slurping and
it's the worst. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah, you guys go ahead.
All right, here we go. Oh. It's good.
Hey, yo.
Hell yeah.
Good flavor.
That's pretty good.
All right.
I got some stuff to say about this, but you guys go ahead.
No, you go first.
That's really good.
I like it. Yeah, very rich, grainy.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's
I could what taste is the war-torn, you know, kind of emotion in it.
Roshan. It's called Roshan Bubble. So good. It's called Bubble because it's like little air pockets in there.
Oh, is that what I'm tasting? The
that's why it dissolved in your mouth so easy.
Yeah, very good.
That was bomb.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mick.
Pretty solid, I might add.
Yeah. What is it called again?
Roshan.
Roshan Bubble. I'm going to put it on.
Roshan Bubble. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shout out Roshan Bubble.
There you go. Yum.
Pretty good.
Future sponsor, you know, aspiring sponsor.
There you go. I like that. That was good. That was actually pretty tasty.
It's honestly, it's not what I expected. I thought it would be, you know, I thought it would taste like the country. Dry, humorless.
I kind of feel like that sponsorship would get us audited every year. I just can't help but shake that feeling.
Yeah, you know, we might not respond to that email right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually thought
I'd flag that and get back to it. Yeah, later.
We'll see.
I thought it was going to taste like grenades, but okay, let's keep on going. You said the song was called Burn, right?
Yeah. Are you going to play it? Let's get it. Hell yeah. And real quick factoid about this, something I'm pretty actually proud of song. The introduction came sort of, he wanted like an 8-bit. Kind of.
I wanted a video game intro.
Video gamey kind of intro.
Video game intro. I'm an 80s, 90s kid, so.
And thing that I've like kind of always wanted to do, like since like the beginning of me messing with like electronics and you know, synth stuff, is sample Super Contra. So there's a sample of Super Contra in here that like intros to like the like where like the intro drops, and I'm like, man, that's one of the best. That's one of the cooler stylistic things I've ever done.
Who made that game? Konami.
Konami?
I think you're right.
I thought it was pronounced Konami.
Konami?
Is it Konami?
I think
it was Konami.
Konami? I'm going to start saying like, I guarantee you that's how the Japanese is.
No, it's exactly because Mick is a cool guy and he likes to say
he knows. He's ahead of the curve.
No, I just whatever, didn't
cool,
know.
Whatever, cool guy.
Sounded
Konami.
Konami.
Have you guys seen they're doing like PS1 games now in VR, full blown VR.
That's actually
I could send that.
Some Laura Croft. I'll be down.
No, dude, the one that I saw that
original Tomb Raider.
Dino Crisis. Come on.
The one that I saw is the first level on Metal Gear Solid 1 in VR. So you're seeing it first person.
That's fucking sick,
dude. I want to play that so bad.
Can you imagine playing Crash Bandicoot?
Like, dude.
I was just gonna say that, or like, even though Sega, but imagine like a Sonic the Hedgehog first person.
Holy shit! Dude, I guarantee you, it's coming.
Sick. So
good. Someone's making it now because I'm this.
Absolutely.
I've seen it more and more often through my Nerdworthy page. It's popping up. There's people who are just like in-house programming little segments of old video games done in first person version or done even just, you know, in third person version, and you get to manipulate it. It's sick, man.
Can you imagine that? Like the old games that were like those platformers, the side, but having like the front to back.
Yeah.
That would be fucking sick. So you could turn around backwards.
Sick. Yes.
The same levels and stuff.
Hell yes, dude.
Do you guys remember a game? Again, this was PS1 or maybe even PS2. It was called Medieval.
Oh, yes! Dude, with the guy with the skull.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the game was so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of those games that's like everyone's like, I don't know about that game.
Hey, these
it was
guys,
so good at the time.
Underrated game. There was another game called Wild 9, super underrated.
I was literally about to say that.
Really?
That's so insane.
I thought you were going to mention, because we've talked about, and now I'm going to fucking space the name, but it's the one with Abe's Odyssey.
Oddworld.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yo, check this out. Remember I told you guys about that system I bought?
Yes. I kind of remember.
Check
we could bleep
out.
Whatever we'd have to there.
But. No, we're good. I downloaded Oddworld. And I downloaded Medieval 1 and 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I downloaded, I don't know if you guys remember this one, called Rogue Trip. It was like it was like Twisted Metal.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was like a rip-off Twisted Metal.
Yes, it was so fun though, dude.
I rented that from Blockbuster, dude. I remember.
Such a good game.
Did you guys see the series? Did you guys see the Twisted Metal series on Peacock?
So good.
I've seen clips from it. I've never watched an episode, but honestly, I didn't hate on it. Honestly, just seeing Sweet Tooth as a character like personified, and I think it's Will Arnett who plays his voice. I'm like, I'm into that.
Super dope.
It's like a dark comedy.
Okay,
very entertaining. They did an excellent job with it.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Very nice.
I agree. I like it.
Cue it up. Take her away.
I think if I do it like this, you guys could see what I'm playing.
That's not our song.
What are you talking about?
What is it?
Which one is it? Is it this one?
I was like, why'd you airdrop him?
Why isn't it playing? What's going on? Your internet fucking sucks. Just killed my whole bit, dude.
Don't. You're trying to do a bit. I knew he was trying to do a fucking bit.
I was not trying to do
a bit. I was like, that's
not
what I sent you, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Firefox? You know Firefox? Is that what?
He's not.
No, I'm on fucking Safari.
Of course he's not on Firefox.
Hold on, let me see here.
This guy and his bits.
He's not even on YouTube. He's on some
something else,
he's on some Russian shit.
And you expect regular compatibility on the websites you've never been to.
What are you talking about?
Shut up. I hate you, dude.
What'd you say?
Shut up. You're a bitch.
You're a bitch,
dude. He's a bored bitch. Speaking of, hey, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to do me a little favor?
Yes. What do you want? Do you
what are the flavors we got today?
We have White Russian
and Long Island iced tea.
You know, I always go hard on the White Russian. I'm just going to keep them. Can I get another Long Island?
Long Island. Yes, yeah. Sir. Absolutely. Whatever you need.
He'll show you a Long Island for sure.
Boom. Boom. You ever heard of Three Mile Island? Well, I'm its big brother.
Dang.
Dang.
It's like the deep.
Because I'm
like
radioactive.
That's Debo right there.
Radioactive. Look at you. This guy's a good board bitch. He really is. He really is. All we need for him is like a nice little.
You know?
Yeah, he watches me.
This damn fucking iPad keeps logging off.
No. Was I walking away from it?
Well.
All right. Well, since your shit's not going, you want to get into something we have queued up already?
Yeah. Because this is fucking stupid, dude. Whatever, dude. I don't fucking care, dude.
I honestly save the joke. Hopefully it pops up again. I'm curious about
it. Ruined. It's ruined.
I'm curious about it. I want to hear, you know, what you were expecting to be this funny that you fought this hard to put it on the cast.
Ruined now. Ruined. The song's called Burn. Here you go.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to bump it up. Oh. We missed the part. Start it over. You son of a bitch.
It's not my fault. It's super quiet.
It does turn out a little bit quiet, but then once it hits it, it definitely hits.
There it is.
What is this again?
A song called Burn by our project Witch.
Nice, nice.
It's got the quagmire neck over there.
You got it, yeah. It's got that one. It's either that or the one night, or no, not, what is it? A Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, the.
And this is the most recent mix. It's not like mastered or anything. That's your boy Corey on vocals over there.
Yep. Right there?
On all of it.
Nice.
I did backups on some of it, but. I fucking love this chorus, man. I like a lot of the choruses we did for this record so far.
You nailed a lot of it.
That's what we really gotta proliferate that when we play it live. It's just like, all right, we don't even need you guys to mosh right now. Just everybody give us the quagmire neck. Just quagmire with us.
Yeah. Y'all know how to giggity, right?
Yeah, you wanna giggity with us? Let's giggity.
So this is both you, Anthony, and Corey together.
Yeah. Yeah, all the screaming is me. You know,
I help with production and just arrangement, I guess. And then Billy, he's done all the like final mixing. he's doing bass for this one, right?
Billy does all the bass at the end. Yeah. Edits drums, puts his flair on it. And that was the biggest thing that I wanted is all my friends were part of this to have their own take to do whatever they wanted to do. Because, you know, even like you, you'll ask me, hey, can I do this? I'm like, bro, go for it. This is your project as much as it is mine, you know? So that was the biggest take is you, Billy, everybody else who's working on it, just to do what you guys want to do.
Yeah. No, and it's been hella fun, man. It's been hella fun. I mean, I would say the only thing that's inconvenient or stressful is, you know, scheduling, which always is the case, you know, with every band every project that you do. Yeah. But
we make it work.
Yeah. Though. Every time we walk away from a session, we're like, dude, we have another fucking great song.
Yeah. That's awesome. And like I said, that spark I haven't had in years. So it's cool to have it back, you know, and to be writing nonstop. And it,
right. kind of annoying because what we're track, you know, we'll track and be like, hey, we only have four more to do. And I'll be home one day and I'm like, came up with another idea. God damn it. Now I gotta add this one now, you know?
All right, so
this is the song I thought you guys were talking about right
there. There we go. Dude. This piece of shit. I know exactly what he's doing. You fucker, dude.
It's called Burn, right?
It's definitely called Burn. Fuck.
This piece of shit. It's funny, about? He cues it up and we hear the audio and he doesn't have it on the screen.
It's because of the stupid iPad. I thought that's the song you guys were talking about. That's not the one? The video's nuts, dude.
That video
is stop. It's one of the wildest things that's it's crazy to me that, like, you know, we get away with that now. Like, there was a whole age, all of us were in that pocket, that age pocket of, like, we remember television was very, it was very censored.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we grew up in a world where television was very censored and monitored. I remember the one time I was probably in like sixth grade or something. I came home.
Sorry.
Great job. Great job.
Oh, my
fault. I remember one time I came home from school and like on TV, there was like a car chase that ended with a guy like stopping on the freeway and like holding the freeway hostage, like with a shotgun. And then on live television, this is the first time I ever saw anything like this because it was live television was really good at censoring. The dude like blew his brains out on live television. I was just like, whoa, still remember to this day. And now with the internet, that shit is, it's like a daily basis kind of.
Oh yeah. It just asks, are you 18 years of older? You know, and yeah, log in. There you go.
There was something to, even though you couldn't catch all of it, the attempt to make stuff seem wholesome as content for even for, you know, consumption is for kids, for adults, everyone. But even because like, even like the kids cartoons, they still had like, they have their, you know, adult sense of humor.
Animaniacs is a famous one, dude.
Like, they would tuck it in there.
Red and Stimpy.
You wouldn't go full.
No.
Yeah. And the thing is, like,
it was funner that way.
You were speaking to the idea of like,
even Shrek, like, if you, I know it's a Pixar Disney film, but
you're
you go back and you watch Shrek movies, like as an adult and you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, this was definitely written by the guy who did Wayne's World. For sure. Yeah.
I know what they're trying to get from there now. Yeah. A little six-year-old watching doesn't know, but I see you now. I do, so.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite animated films, I would say. And it's not because I watched it like 19 times. My niece, when I was, you know, younger, when I babysit her, just made me run it on repeat.
Yeah.
And so I have all these memories of her like reciting the lines. And so I'm right there with her, man.
Yeah, I like that. I remember that.
It's a song!
All right, what about new music? Where are we at? What do we got?
Corey, you sharing something today, yeah? Ghost Inside.
Yeah,
just so... their new stuff.
Yeah, these guys, the Ghost Inside, they fucking rock. They're such good dudes.
I really like these guys.
Such good guys.
I'm trying to play it, but Mix Internet's fucking trash. So.
Oh, man, no, they kick ass. Their new album, Searching for Solace, so, I mean, I love it. It's perfect, in my opinion. It's got the super heavy, lower down tune. It's got the more of their old school hardcore, you know, two-step stuff with a little bit higher tuning. I love it. And these guys are so fucking cool. I got to hang out and meet them a couple times this year and last year. And like
little,
I said,
little name drop, you played hockey.
So Vigil and I, Jonathan Vigil, huge hockey fan. Same with myself. I've been playing since I was about 7 years old.
Oh, nice.
2016, there was this charity organization called Be the Match, and it was a like cancer organization where they would raise events and raise money for cancer. And somehow they got the LA Kings and their El Segundo practice rink involved. They had this huge tournament one day, and it was, you know, two teams, purple team, gold team, or whatever. And they had a couple celebrities on each team. Fortunately for me, Jonathan Vigil from the Ghost Inside was on my team. And me being like a little, you know, a little fanboy, I'm like, fuck yeah, this is so cool. You know, got a picture with him on the ice and whatnot. And then
now here's the hot question. It's pretty good.
He's pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
Not gonna lie. Vigil, if you ever hear this, he's got some skills.
Hell yes.
They lived in California and not Vegas. but yeah, no, he's got some skills.
That's so funny. More recently, I've met more hockey players than I ever have in my life because my drummer's a hockey player.
The universe is telling you that Rizzo Sports needs to highlight hockey more.
Maybe I should be playing hockey.
Rizzo Sports. Do you play hockey?
No, I don't at all.
Do you skate at all?
Hell no, I ain't down.
What?
My buddy Eric's my size, but he's a fucking crazy asshole. He's the drummer in my band. He's crazy. I'm good. I'll keep my bones.
Are
in
you?
Check.
Can I ask you? Like, are you intimidated by the idea of rollerblading at all? Or
no? No, I have pretty decent balance.
Okay,
you'd be good at hockey then.
Yeah, dude. I say go for it because I would say rollerblading, the purpose for it is for street hockey because I like, you know, tricks and doing all that stuff. Yep. But like, I've never had more fun rollerblading than playing hockey.
Ice hockey does it. Rollerblading, roller skating does translate to ice hockey. A little bit different because you're on your edges.
Yeah.
But if you can rollerblade, again, this is my opinion.
Then you'll figure out the concept. You'll
be able to figure out. It's a little bit quicker. Obviously, everyone thinks it's super slippery, but these edges aren't going to make you just topple over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have that concept of rollerblading and have decent balance, you're going to be okay at skating. It is different. So
who won
the cup? Florida Panthers. I think. I know I'm biased, again, LA Kings fan, but it's the cup's kept in the States, so I'm not gonna talk too much shit, but the cup's still in USA, so
that's fine.
there we go. Sorry, Connor.
All right, let's hear this new Ghost Inside or see this video.
You watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, this video, this song rocks. Sounds so good live, too.
Put it up. Change the scene.
Huh?
Put it on the right scene.
Shut up.
The video's not up.
You're not up.
Yeah, I am.
Now, do you think that this messes up their instruments?
I've always wondered this with the rain.
Because when there's a lot of rain videos. Like this too.
What happens? What happened for him?
Oh, you know, Cultus, Mick, fucking Steven. His band shot a video like this with all the like rain or whatever the fuck. But I'm like, it seems a little not good. I'm like, I'll never do that with my bass. Fuck that.
You don't think so? You don't think you would film a video like this? If like just no, let's say somebody else fronted the money, you wouldn't find like a trash guitar to just do it with.
But my bass, you can't find it. My bass is a $1,000 bass now. You can't just find them easily because it's a Conklin. I'm saying,
but you wouldn't just film the video like fake it to make it.
Yeah, you know, I'll use a random bass. Yeah. I guess I could do that.
I mean, I you wouldn't catch my Ernie Ball out there.
Fuck
in the
no, dude.
Fuck
absolutely. No. I would get mad at you if I saw it in this video.
unless I was sponsored by Ernie Ball. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you this guitar.
Unless I can replace mine, or use a bogus bass.
I would love to get to the bottom of that mystery. What happens to those instruments?
They're done.
They can't be in good shape. You know, you're filming for 6 hours minimum, for a music video, like 6 to 8, maybe 10 even.
Electronics gotta be fried. You know they're not plugged in or anything.
And there's a level of like, okay, cool, we're gonna set these guitars out and we're gonna let them dry naturally, do all this stuff, but you're still warping the wood somehow.
It's fucked completely.
Drop it in rice.
Yeah, it'll be good in rice. Yeah.
There's just a big fucking tub of rice somewhere for all the instruments that go in rain videos. Just
buckets of tubs of rice.
Pretty funny. You heard that joke that you drop it your
that's
electronics
really funny.
In rice.
So Corey,
absolutely.
That's just funny. He's like, I keep getting shit on right now.
Oh man, this is fun. I see why you guys did this.
This is my life.
I see why you guys did the.
This is my life this week. It's okay.
No, go ahead. I want to hear the joke.
They say you drop it in rice because little Asian kids will come fix it later.
Johnny,
what?
You're gonna get another email.
Jesus,
That's another
Jesus.
Email.
Johnny, I didn't say nothing.
Honestly, once you bleep it. It's left up to the imagination. Little kids, whatever kind of kids that you want to imagine is what people hear.
Johnny, what's the difference between a really dirty joke and three dicks?
Come on. I don't know.
Your mom can't take a joke.
I'm gonna tell
Dang.
You.
Can
I'm
we gonna get tell you post? That. Can we get a little bit of confetti?
I'm gonna tell
it's
you.
Confetti and balloons.
I'm gonna tell my dad. Cold as ice. I'm telling
Mike,
my dad.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Oh fuck. That's pretty funny.
It's good shit.
They come and they're like, "Oh, we got it. Don't do it. Oh, I can't do it. The accent left me. Go ahead, guys.
You were usually you're usually pretty good at it. That let me down. Yeah. I was a little bummed on that one.
It's all right.
He's expecting to see where I'm sitting today. That's why
I'm all thrown off.
He's not on
I'm
his toes.
Doing three different things right now.
So don't worry. Do you have a favorite? It. Do you have a favorite track from their new record? Titled the new record is titled
"Searching for Solace."
Searching for Solace.
That's the Ghost Inside.
Favorite track.
Probably that song, Wash It Away, man. Really? It's a
good song. I'm liking it.
And hear me out on this, okay? I've been listening to Ghost Inside probably 2008, 2009 area. Love,
really?
Love their albums, love the hardcore. But it's cool to see the boys branch out into something like this. Like, I love it. I love hearing Jonathan's voice. I love hearing him singing.
He sounds awesome.
He sounds awesome. Dude, he sounds reminds awesome. Me of, like, of Jeremy McKinnon from A Day to Remember. Yeah. And it sounds so good.
Do you know?
You know, I might have read this years ago, but I thought Jeremy McKinnon did produce one of their albums. I don't know which one it was, so I don't want to butcher it and tell you the wrong info.
I'm looking into it right now. I'll find it.
But I love this song. Like I said, there's a lot that's heavier, a lot that's more, you know, down-tuned, a little bit deeper, different, you know, because the boys will use 7 strings and 8 strings live. And I love it. There's a lot of people, you know, on the internet who was talking shit, like, "Oh, they sold out, blah, 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 blah."
What is that, dude? I don't see.
This album.
We were talking about Nickelback earlier. Like, what is that where people just are fucking elitists about bullshit? Like, I can't fucking stand it.
People don't like. People don't like.
It's you know, being a troll getting fed. That's what it is.
And some people don't like change. They're stuck in their ways. They want to keep, you know, the same shit they've been listening to for the past 10 years. And cool. I'm all for that, you know, but. I love when I see bands change like this. And to me, Ghost Inside, this album, it fucking rocks. They've stayed true to their roots, but they've also changed a little bit to expand, and I fucking love it. So bravo to them. They nail it live. I have nothing bad to say. These guys are fucking awesome. Good people, good dudes. Like I said, we met them.
Oh, Dan Brownstein, the guy who did Spirit Box.
Oh, dude.
Dope. He's the one that produced this record or what?
Yeah, Dan Brownstein.
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying that route, because it's not like brown, like the color. It's like Brownstein. Like
Brownstein.
Like Brownstein.
B-R-A-U-N.
Like Charlie Bronson.
Yeah. So yeah, Dan Brownstein, Dayseeker, Spirit Box.
Dayseeker's from Orange County.
Cool. And then some tracks were actually handled by Cody from Wage War.
Oh, really? Nice.
Interesting.
He does a lot, dude.
Dude, Cody from Wage War
does a lot for the culture.
One of the
right
guys
now.
Right now, dude.
He is.
I guarantee you, he's going to grow into being one of the huge like producers.
Jory. He's going to be like Jory.
Yeah. Is their new album out? I know they had a few.
I think I know the singles are out. I don't know about the.
What's that guy's name, Mick? JST?
Joey Sturgis?
Joey.
Joey, yeah, Big Joe,
it's gonna be
dude.
Like Joey.
Well, him and Will Putney are the.
Yeah,
are
dude, Putney's a fucking man, dude.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna, like both of them.
I'm gonna be honest,
but I'm in the Will Putney camp because Putney is a hunk.
Yeah,
Putney's a real hunk.
I was gonna say the same thing. The slick back hair, the little bit of a beard.
The boy's got it figured out, man.
Yeah, he knows what it is.
It's out.
It is out.
Wage War Stigma came out, June 21st. So.
Oh, shit.
So that's another one
that's
to listen
on my,
to.
That's on my list. We're going to throw it
we're
up?
We're going to close that out with that.
Yep. Okay, Wage War. Nice.
Yeah, we'll close it out with that.
That'll you guys want to get into Julia Christmas?
Dude, let's go.
It's Lloyd Christmas's.
Lloyd Christmas's daughter?
I'm pretty sure she has a music video, dude. She's got a...
I picked a visualizer. They're not good enough.
There's no music video?
I'm sure she does. I'm pretty sure.
She don't have a music video?
I'm pretty sure. Let me see.
This chick is crazy.
It's a little bit older.
So
is that cool?
Yeah. So this is her solo project, but she's in another band called Made Out of Babies.
Made Out of Babies is ridiculous. This video
what
is
kind
13
of music
years
is made
old.
Out of babies?
Mick, is that fine?
13 years old.
It's like prog thrash.
She's
metal.
Not 13 years old. Don't get too excited.
No, I was saying that I was surprised that it's like that's age working in the reverse, Johnny. Come on. Come on. This guy over here, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder about this guy.
What I say about you? Let me see.
If not, just play anything, dude. I don't give up.
I mean, this is the only music video I see right here. Fuck this stupid fucking... Can I change this iPad to be a...
I'll take the password off next time. Don't cry about it.
Is it what is it? It's closing on you every time?
Yeah.
It's just locks.
Yeah, locking after a minute.
So glad it's not a problem today. Hell yeah. You know what actually ironically reminds me of is Juliette Lewis's project. You know Juliette Lewis, the actor from Natural Born Killers? Yeah, she has a punk rock kind of like band. It's like in that same vein. All right.
Does have a Lloyd Christmas haircut.
I was about to say, the bangs are very Lloyd Christmassy. I like her vocals, because they've been, when she opened, it was like that very like yelly, thrashy scream. Then she went into kind of like a, like the, like, yeah, yeah, yeahs kind of shouty sing. And then now she's doing like, she's a, like that big loud. I like it.
It's a pretty cool video. Definitely cool video.
What do you think the correlation is between music and stuff being filmed in the woods? Because I mean, is it just that it's free?
I think no. Well, that has some factor to it, but in my thoughts, it's kind of like the opposite. It's like the serenity of like the emptiness of the of being out there. Then stack that up against harsh music. It just.
One of my favorite videos. Are you guys familiar with Infant Annihilator?
Love them.
The death metal.
Yeah. So one of my favorite videos is the simplest concept. They're playing. They literally, you could tell they just like chopped up like, you know, twigs and shit and put up, you know, a fake drum kit made out of like stumps and whatever. And, you know, they're playing in the woods and they just so film. It's one of the funniest videos ever made, for sure. And then also the song is insanely awesome.
I think in your question too, it's. Doesn't cost shit to film.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think is that the only correlation is that people or musicians are forced to just find the desert, the woods, the beach at night as like a form of adaptation to how much it costs to film shit.
I think about art, like the project we've been working on. If we decided for a music video, like me, the woods would make sense too, though.
Perfect, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess just
all we would have to do, find maybe like one actress, put her in some creepy costume, have her walk creepily across, you know, get a couple shots of that, get a couple shots of us playing, you know.
Like the Holy Roller, the Three Box Holy Roller video where she's all fucking gothed out and then normal. I was like, that video's
yes, rocks too. Yes, yes, yes! Thank you, Johnny. This shit rules. Cut away from me. I'm going to the bathroom.
I think this dude is now playing with Necrogoblicon, the singer. If you guys know who they are.
I don't, but I feel like I need to listen to him now.
Necrogoblicon is hilarious.
It's like he does his vocals intentionally to sound like a goblin. It's hilarious.
Yeah. You guys remember in like, I'd say like 04 maybe after that band, A Love Ends Suicide? Mm-mm. They're from like West Covina. They got super big. They were rising up when like Winds of Plague was kind of heading to the top two. If the drummer for that band, that dude reminds me identical to the singer
Do you remember a band called Knights of the Abyss?
No, I remember that.
You remember them from Arizona?
Yeah,
they were so good. They were so good. I played a backyard show with those guys. They're so good.
Knights of the Abyss. Oh shit! Like goblin metal.
No, they were like. Oh, this!
See another wood scene.
Yeah, Necrogoblicon.
They're so good. They have a podcast where this goblin is the host.
Necrogoblicon rules. And they've had some sick guests on there too, dude.
Yeah, so dope.
The Every Time I Die episode is really funny.
All right, Anthony, we need goblins now in our hand. Whatever we do in the future.
Let's go. Let's go.
So, what are you guys' thoughts
goblin
on
it up?
What are you guys' thoughts on? Like
Anthony's fucking a cock goblin.
Got his ass.
Got him.
One of the coolest kinds of goblins. What? So?
What? I guess.
What? It ain't his kind of goblin if it ain't throbbin.
Dang. That was good too.
I mean.
Throbbin' Goblin.
That's, that's your nickname?
Throbbin' Goblin.
But like these bands that have their, they have their, like what Gore has.
You know what I'm talking about? A theme. A whole.
Yeah.
Aesthetic to what they do. It's not just about music.
Like a Gore, Slipknot,
yeah.
Ghost
type, Mudvayne thing.
I think it's cool as fuck, to be honest with you.
Like a gimmick, yeah.
I think it's cool.
You know? That's the word I was actually kind of dancing around trying to not use, right? Because it's almost like a dirty word in the industry, yeah. Gimmick, right? It's like, oh, you have to have this gimmick too. I think the people who take it to that level get past that word,
yeah.
Because it's like I said, it's the image, it's their the identity. Aesthetic, it's their identity. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the way they make music. That's the way they make entertainment.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I saw a band, My Children, My Bride years ago at the Glass House, and they're all wearing the same, you know, cut off jean jackets. And I'm like, that's fucking cool. Cause they look, to me, it looks professional. It looks like they care. They care about their appearance. There's some bands you just go out there and playing what they're wearing. Me, I've always been a fan of, you know, you look and dress presentable, respectful, you know, kind of try to match. Cause at the end of the day, you're a team,
yeah.
You know? So even like 8 City Takeover back in the day, we dressed up one day with like, you know, white dress shirts and like a tie and vest. And like, yeah, was it kind of corny at the time? Like, yeah, it was, but I look back at it and I'm like, dude, that was cool. It looked cool on stage.
It's one of those things that you roll the dice on what it's going to get people's attention, yeah. And hold it. And it depends on their interpretation from there.
For me, it's like you do something, especially if you're never going to film it. You're like, oh, this is going to age well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Make sure it looks cool. Like, I mean, again, one of my favorite bands in the entire world, Anthony knows, is AFI. You know, they've gone through masters of
defining their image. I would say they floated for a decade off of we're punk. Yep. And then as soon as the first time I heard AFI for real was I saw Days of the Phoenix music video.
Dude, so awesome.
So that's what I immediately associated them with was that image. And then I did the deep dive and I was like, shit, like All Hallows Eve is like a completely different kind of thing, entity, and they've reinvented themselves time and time again.
And that's what's so, in my opinion, that's what's so like spectacular about that band is from back in the day, every album is completely different. And there, again, there's people who are like, oh, go back to your old shit. Go back to this, go back to that. But to me, it's like an artist changing and growing with the times, you know, doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. I fucking love that band. Like I said, they don't do anything. Well,
if you think about it, I mean, since they are releasing different types of stuff and everyone has like, oh, go back to this, go back to that. You know what I mean? They kind of marketed themselves in a good way to where it's like, well, they're capturing all sorts of audiences now.
Yeah. We saw them, 20 year anniversary in March at the Kia Forum. They did a Sing the Sorrow 20 year release and they fucking nailed it like they did 20 years ago.
And
you know, and you see the type of people there you see now, you see, you know, dudes our age pushing 40, you know, with their kids now. You know, and I guarantee you, these are the same dudes back in the day, like us, going to shows, you know, early teenage, you know, years and early 20s, now with kids and whatnot, experiencing and sharing that with their kids now, and it's fucking awesome.
And I'm so surprised, right? Because that's the one thing I've learned with my age, is that music is pretty timeless. Music is mostly pretty timeless, and if you hit the right individual, it doesn't kind of matter their age. Like, there's people that I know that are AFI fans that are, you know, they're younger than, they're in their teens right now, yeah. And they're AFI fans. And it's like, that timelessness is the beauty of it, right?
100%.
And when you have a band like AFI that is adapting and then giving something new every, you know, couple of years to kind of indulge in and grow your own perspective on, and like that to me is that's what I love about music.
It's art.
And for some reason, that move is the harshest criticized move for an artist to make, is to adapt to, I mean, I get the context where it's like some people, as they're adapting to new styles, it seems hackneyed. It seems forced. It seems like they're not doing what's in their hearts. Honestly, that kind of brings me up. We do have that interview queued up. I wouldn't mind playing that quote right now because it's actually kind of relevant. But yeah, it's talking about it's an interview that I have that I watched with it was Tyson Ritter from the All American Rejects. Which, shut up, Johnny. I'm sure you
girl music, whatever. But, you know, his perspective on it, his perspective on it is really brilliant. He's talking about how, like, do art when it feels natural, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just, well, you know what I think that it speaks to, though, is when people do that, they're speaking to the angst within that current time period zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whatever.
And a lot of the time, people were feeling. You could argue that that's associated with the youth. You know, mm-hmm. punk rock is associated with the youth rebelling against, you know, what they've been raised. And now we are that generation. Yeah. And this is where it's changed. This is where the culture, I would say, has changed. We are that generation that came up that way. And we're trying to teach our kids to live that way. Mm-hmm. You know, rage against, you know, what you don't think. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, that was, how did you put it that good, Johnny? I've never heard that.
There should be a band called that.
That would be a good band name.
You know, it's
you're
just,
smart like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't really, like, explain how I did that, but it's just kind of
It's just a brilliance in you.
It's just kind of more like I was born that way kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm sure after you leave
born
this
podcast. Born that way. Even that. That sounds like a good Britney Spears song or something.
After you leave this podcast, you're going to have a Lady Gaga.
Born that way. Lady Gaga.
Fuck. I fucked it up. There.
I corrected you. It was like 5 seconds.
We saved it. But no, I mean, you know, like, just speak to that, like, I always talk about how important it is, the artistic element of creation of you know, music, of paintings, whatever it is, that should be the motivator for it. And this is kind of what he's talking about here, where he's kind of puts things into context. He's saying, you know, I had my big, you know, label execs. You're at 23 minutes. It's right at 23. There you go.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The pack track, like, 15 seconds.
These guys rip live, by the way.
I love, they're one of my favorite live bands. I've seen them like four times now.
Blink 182 and Irvine, and they fucking
they're so good.
Killed it. Dude came out all glittery.
I thought he was coked up as fuck, but you know, he was very funny.
I got something to say about that. I don't like Third Eye Blind, but I saw them live and I was like, these guys are good. Fucking incredible.
Great. Nice. There it is. Johnny Weird. Softens up.
Weird.
That's the name of the episode. Well, Johnny softens up.
You can't. That's the thing,
Johnny goes flaccid. There you go.
Johnny goes flaccid.
There you go.
That's a great title, dude. I think Johnny like that.
Johnny goes flaccid.
Hey, Corey.
Shut up, Corey.
Fucking last time I get invited.
All right, let's hear this.
Hey, there's testosterone for that. It'll help you.
Yeah, dude. He'll hook you up, dude. We'll talk after the cast.
All I got to do is see you, Corey. You're handsome, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
He's a hunk, right?
I feel all oily and sweaty right now.
It's a little hot in here.
You get from point A to point B. We know you're good. We saw how fast you went from there to there. We know you put the ball in the bucket X amount of times. We see that what you calculate as being good at a sport has to be proven either on the points board or just in the statistic.
Is that a perm or?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's a natural look, you know, maybe a little product.
Got a nice curls head.
He's got 3 years on me. Boy's looking straight.
Not bad. No, I mean, I wouldn't say he's looking straight, but
he's got a great flow.
He's looking good.
Yeah, great flow.
Looking a little for the month, if you know what I'm saying.
Your correct ability.
Yes.
Uses that shampoo mane and tail.
Yeah, yeah. I miss mane and tail.
Hey, we used to use that when we wanted to grow our hair back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So
I just feel like they don't get the same look, though, even if you're not a great band. But
so basically, the bullet point of what he's saying here is he's saying with a thing like sports, which you could relate to, Johnny, because you follow sports a lot.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you have an aggregate that's very black and white. You need to test your talent on the court or in the field, whatever. And that's what people draw to you. They see your talent directly. But art is very, I guess, on an individual basis, it's subjective. You know, it's hard to kind of gauge because people could be a fan of a band that just speaks to them. And it's only a small group of people. And it's more or less to me, I like that perspective, especially coming from a huge pop star. I would say, you know, Tyson Ritter is pretty big as far as like in his heyday, he was, you know, huge. But, you know, I would say like, I like that perspective still being out there, you know?
I don't know. It sounds like he's making excuses to be in a girl band.
Oh, yes. Look at Mike with the hot take.
They're still around, right? All American Rejects?
No, they've basically kind of disbanded, and that's what he's speaking to too, is because the question I think that prompted this whole conversation was like, all right, so would we expect a new All American Rejects record? And he's like, no, honestly, when it naturally happens, it'll naturally happen. And he's talking about art in the concept almost very similarly relating to you. You had a dry spell. Yeah. You know, you were focusing on other shit. The creativity wasn't there. You didn't believe in the idea of like doing it. That's, I think, how it should get done, dude. It shouldn't get done as a career. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, even if I'm in one of those dry spells, I still need to produce a record this year so that I pay mom and dad and that I pay, you know what I mean? Like I pay the people upstairs and then they're happy and then I fulfill my contract. That's not the purpose of art, dude, at all, in my opinion.
You gotta do what feels good. You gotta do what feels right. Mm-hmm. You can't force something like that.
That's all I really had with that one, yeah.
They are actually coming out with a new record, but they changed their name. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Oh God.
What is it? It's called All American Retards now. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
That's a joke that's been around since 2004.
Everyone knows the rule. Never go full retard.
Never go full retard.
Never go full retard.
Great movie. Great.
Isn't it crazy how that fucking movie holds up and like people great. Like, I think that was like a pivotal moment in racist humor. Oh, it really is amazing. Because honestly, he just committed to blackface, dude. He's the one guy who did it.
He's like, what do you mean, you people? He's like, that line is the fucking 10 right there, dude.
He just committed, dude. And honestly, that takes the balls that the culture needs, dude.
So I'd good.
Right, I would say we got about 6 minutes, man.
You gotta take off?
Okay. Yeah, I gotta get out of here pretty soon.
I would like to share something if you guys are down with it. Yeah, and then we'll do plugs?
Yeah.
All right. So I've been getting a lot of these dancers and different things like this.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. So I just want to share it with you guys, you know? Can you guys see that okay?
Center it a little bit more if you can.
I don't know if I can.
Just move the actual thing.
Looks like Pinhead from Hellraiser. Just from here.
Take it off of full screen.
I'm trying.
And then just drag the whole window. Just
move it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, boom. There it is.
All right there.
Sir,
did it.
This guy's a dancer.
I know this guy. This is the guy who stands outside of the liquor store by my house.
That's what I said.
I was just gonna say, that's like your standard tweaker right there.
Look at somebody commented, very amazing, love from America. This person is brilliant. His movements and switching emotions from happiness, annoyance, excitement, irritation, confusion, even acceptance. He's a great artist. What do you guys think about this?
Okay, what about think about this? This
I think that if I was comments? On mushrooms watching no, this,
what do
I
you
would
think
be,
about this?
I'd be laughing
guy
a little harder. Doing?
Okay, so, all right.
Honestly, this is every single video on his account.
Right off the bat, dude. Right off the bat. I'm telling you right now, like, I'm just going to tell you right now, performance art annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm so sick of it, dude.
I'm so sick of it.
I'm fucking sick of it.
It's like people that love art in general that don't have any talent, this is where they go to.
Their way to involve themselves in it. And it sucks because as long as you're good at being sociable, you might be good at art. You might be actually pretty good at spreading what you do and calling it art. And that's something that I think is bullshit.
Johnny, look
at Corey's face, dude.
He's just...
I've never seen anything like this before.
So check it out.
So I'm like tripping out watching this.
I'm telling you right now,
there's people who commented it in support of it.
No, they love it.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Bro, I went through all the comments. Everybody loves it.
No way.
This is the... Yeah. Performed live.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's...
Okay, let me show you something. Okay, you guys watching it? I want to. I experimented this with myself, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, you did this yourself?
You guys know Phantom Moss, right?
Okay.
Now tell me how much this works.
Oh, you're gonna put the music to it?
No, just tell me how much this works.
Hell yeah.
Okay. This is perfect. I couldn't think of another way to do it.
It's already.
Bye.
It works.
It's like any Phantom Moss.
It's like watching what is it, the Jay-Z record? Or no, it's the
It's Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon.
It's kind
of
syncing up, too.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon for the New Ages.
That's just cool.
Oh, my God. It's miraculous.
It works so good.
That's all I'm saying.
Please clip that moment, Johnny.
I'm telling you, it's perfect. Look at
it. I've never seen anything like this before.
It's wild,
I'm like,
right?
I'm like,
it's people actually make retarded. Money this way, bro.
Johnny, I'm like entertained,
Johnny.
And I'm like,
yes. Johnny, put on your shadow boxer.
Confused
dude.
At the same what? Time.
Your shadow boxer guy.
Oh man, I'm not ready for this.
The world's best shadow boxer.
You told me about this. I'm not ready for this,
dude. We cannot. We have no chance in the world. Against this fellow.
Hold on, I gotta figure out his name real quick.
Shadow? He's a professional shadow boxer?
Yeah.
What does that entail? I need to know what that entails.
He's great at punching the air.
Oh no, he's a professional at punching the air. I wouldn't say great, I'd say professional.
He's a professional. Elitist.
He's taking it to a new level. Most definitely.
Yeah, this is my guy right here, dude.
Oh, look at him, dude. He's got a whole team.
Got a ref.
Oh, yeah. He's got it all.
He's got it going on.
Yes.
Yes, man.
I seen those guys in front of the liquor store, too.
This guy was hanging out with the other guy.
Yeah. Official title of his career, of his job, professional seizurist.
And he does videos like this.
I'm not sure what's going on here. What are we doing here?
Look at his sexy ass ball. Fuck me. Look at his sexy ass ball.
You don't even know
what's going on. What is that?
You don't even know what's going on here.
What is that?
Sounded like Conor McGregor, too.
Dang. Now that is impressive.
That's cool.
I ain't even going to talk shit. That's pretty sick. Damn, get it, boy.
I'm pretty sure he's trolling, right? He's got to be trolling. It just doesn't
you
make.
You want to believe the idea, but then you see the look on the people's faces when they're filming.
He's the fastest boxer in the world. That's what he claims.
What gets me is his right arm's not doing anything, but his left arm
it's like spinning in a circle.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. He's actually the fastest boxer in the world.
It only looks like that because he's going so quick, huh?
All right. He is going pretty quick. All right. Is that a rapski there?
Yeah, if you want it to
we'll
be rapski.
We'll wrap it on Shadow Boxer number 12.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, man. This was a fun episode. This was fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah.
Time went by so fast.
It always does.
Bro,
it flies.
You don't even know.
All day hanging out.
It flies, dude.
It was fun.
Yo, we could podcast for 5 hours if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
I mean, are you kind of giving the teaser for what is it? We'll do the 50th episode, you know, anniversary.
We'll just go until we stop.
Yeah, dude, we'll get wasted.
Okay, right now, just so you guys know, episode 20, we are going to do a live stream. Episode 20.
Yeah.
This is 16, so five more episodes.
Five
more episodes. We're going to do a live stream.
Wait, is the math on that right? That's episode 21. This is episode 16.
2021.
That's
four more episodes from now.
Everything about that was perfect.
We're going to embarrass for our brand right now.
It's all right. It's the drink, so he has a slight excuse.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know.
Johnny, for Corey, can you say the alphabet backwards, please?
No.
Let's
do a 1, 2, 3 wait. Not it for
wait no, we got Corey here. Let's all see if we can say the alphabet backwards.
I know how to do it.
So that's
all right, you go first then. Go ahead.
Z Y X.
Corey, literally, when Corey asks, somebody,
I
should have
said
this,
I could do it. I probably
he's not
do
even
it.
Paying attention.
Oh, bro, I've never asked someone to do this because I can't do it. Even normally, so.
Yeah. But I mean, was that part of protocol? Was that a protocol thing?
I've never ever been trained to do the alphabet backwards in like a field sobriety test. Never.
I've done it once in person. I got pulled over like right down the stream from my house because my insurance was expired and literally like my mail was like on the counter. Yeah. It was like this weird hindsight moment where I was like, all right, I'll come get the mail after I go do whatever the stupid thing I was, you know, going to do, pick up food or whatever it was. And then I get pulled over like right down the street from my house. My mom like sees like, and then she runs out, you know, basically, dude. I was like, yeah, he's pulling me over. I don't have my insurance isn't updated. And she's like, I have your insurance. It's in there. She comes out with it waving. He's like, all right, well, you know, since you're so close and since it's right here, let you go, but just don't do something that stupid. That next time, just grab it off the counter and put it in your fucking glove box. <You know? laughs> But yeah, I was able to do the alphabet backwards just off of pure adrenaline, I think.
Please don't ever send your mom to a traffic stop.
All right, so Corey, plugs. Plug-a-roonies.
Yeah, talk about where people can
anything
find
you. Anything you might want to plug, the new band, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So you just set up the email the other day. I don't have any which social media yet, which I will. It'll probably be under which band or which music, something
like
that.
The band is called Witch.
VVITCH.
I like that. Like the movie.
The movie. The album is going to be called
movie.
Nefarious, and it'll be out sometime.
Corey, let me ask you something.
I'm guessing at fall.
Me ask you something.
I'm thinking so.
Corey, real quick. Before we end.
Of course.
Let's say you were in the instance of... Let me put it this way. If you were the policeman that had to deal with George Floyd, how would you...
No, I'm just playing.
This motherfucker. Shut up, Johnny. Shut your mouth.
I was like...
That's getting fucking bleeped.
I'm just like, yeah. Hey, guys, I got to take off.
All right, I'm out of here.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, just so Witch Nefarious will probably have it out this year, come fall time.
Yeah.
And it's like I said,
trying to play some shows at least, you know, promote it a little bit.
It will be on for sure YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. And we haven't really discussed what the direction we're going to go with it because people have asked me, well, what are you going to do if this is going to if this takes off? It's like, fuck it.
Who knows, man? I think that's the best position to be in, though, dude. Yeah. It's just looking at the potential of something.
Yeah, I'm super, super proud of it. I've heard nothing but positive feedback.
We're running what? I think it's going to be a total of at least 15 tracks.
It'll be minimum of about 15 tracks.
Yeah.
That's with some fill and stuff.
I mean, right now we're on 13.
Very proud of this project. All the homies and brothers that have been a part of it, well, everybody's going to get credit and... You know, credit is, you know,
the shit, man.
It's gonna be awesome. So I'm very excited about it. Yep.
Mick.
You can reach me on or find me on TikTok and the Instagrams and all that other bullshit. That's what old people say, right?
Yeah.
You always
on
put
the Instagrams.
Always put an S.
Everything's
plural. Everything's plural.
I've been on MySpace.com/ the Facebooks.
At Mixtradamus. I got solo album coming out pretty soon. I'm working on it's EDM shit. If you like guys like that stuff, EDM dubstepy stuff, really cool. And then we have with this guy, we're working on a project together.
Cherry Coyote.
It's a very nuanced blending of genres and singing styles. It's very interesting. So it's something that I've never done before. So it's gonna be really fun.
That's a really cool name, by the way.
Right?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, if I saw it, that's something you definitely remember. Like, that's a really cool name, by the way.
Immediately, there's gravitation to it.
I loved it from the beginning.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Very Johnny, good name. You want to go? I'll go last.
Where am I at? There am I. There I am. Just follow me on Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG, without the E and without the H in Johnny, on everything, really. Mostly on IG is what I post on. I'm gonna get TikTok heavy pretty soon. I'm gonna be doing bass playthroughs for my band, DNG heavy.
Yes.
And also just like other stuff. I'm gonna cover some songs and shit like that on TikTok. So follow me, JONNYSAVAG. Follow my band DNG Heavy on IG.
We're DNG
a little mix
heavy.
Of deathcore and I don't know, fucking hardcore, a little bit of new metal.
There we go.
Sexy core. You gotta invent your own sex core.
Sex core. I mean, you seen Andy, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Sheesh.
She's out. That's the only one I snuck out to. Sheesh. That's two. Sheesh. Two total sheesh.
And then follow me on, you know, the Follow the Dunce and the Stool Podcast. We got a lot of music coming up, music videos.
Music video
coming up. All kinds of cool shit. Hey, Johnny. All my time's up.
Hey, Johnny. When's that music video coming out?
Mick, go ahead.
You said the 19th, right?
July 19th.
July 19th.
A Cup of Song music video will be out.
Yeah.
A little later than I wanted, but it's all good. It's gonna all be right. It's gonna be dope as fuck.
We missed it, what, about 4 months?
You know.
He's a busy man, but yeah. You know.
That's
what they say. That's the legend.
Yeah, I can do better at that. That's my fault. Sorry, Mick. Go ahead, Mick. Plugs.
I already plugged myself. You can plug yourself.
Yeah, you see how much he's paying attention. Too. He's just trying not to let me do my plugs.
He plugged already?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Johnny wants to be airtight today.
All right. Somebody close us out.
That'll be me. So, Uncle_energy, Nerd_worthy, Dead Widow CA, all on Instagram. Follow all those pages. Banger of a show coming up on September 7th. It's going to be He Fumes the Clouds, Wise Men Say, Sunny Side, Dead Widow, and TBA. There's probably going to be at least one more other band added. That shit's going to be so fun. Flat Black Shop in... It's not Joshua Tree, but it's out there. It's toward that direction. High desert, you know. Shit. So,
nice.
Come out, come support. Dead Widow also has a show October 27th at the Whiskey. Come see us. And then, Witch, I'm going to just jump on Corey's coattails and support, you know, that whole thing. Witch is coming out this fall, I would say.
Hell yeah.
That's my guess for it. We look out for maybe a music video we've talked about a little bit.
Yep.
Some sort of visual element, you know. Yeah, but that project's coming out this year. And obviously my attention shit, my Nerdworthy shit. Follow that.
Nerdworthy. And,
yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get it. Oh, wait. Can we do one last thing? Can I ask you guys one last thing?
Absolutely.
It'll take maybe 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm rushing. I'm late for Corey. A movie right now, but I don't fucking care. Isn't that cool? Podcasting is like so much cooler.
It's so much funner.
Dude. This is rad.
Okay, so I'm gonna get you guys in on a poll. We're gonna go. We've been doing on Nerdworthy. We're gonna
to get you in on my poll.
Got him. So we'll do a quick poll.
All right.
But I'm doing basically. It's gonna be like a Kumite style gauntlet of the best.
No, wait, for Corey, go ahead and give him the definition of kumite.
Shut up, Johnny. I
don't know. I'm a bet man.
No, just picture brackets of like this team versus that team and whoever makes it to the top, right?
Okay.
And we're doing 90s cartoon television intros.
There we go.
All right. Ooh. All right. So let's just go quick round table and I'm going to just do audio note.
Are we talking about catchiness? Are we talking about
composition? We're talking about literally, to me, my number one important factor was how much it sticks in your head. So I guess catchiness is actually pretty accurate.
Are we just saying the name if we know where it's from?
So here it goes. Just give me this one or that one, right? Okay. Pepper Ann versus Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Okay. Rugrats versus Recess.
Oh, Rugrats.
Rugrats. Rugrats.
Okay. Tailspin versus Rocco's Modern Life.
Rocco's, yeah.
Tailspin. Rocco's.
Now, this one's rough. This one was rough for me.
That was a hard
Pokemon
one.
Pokemon versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Easy. Power Rangers?
Yep.
Pokemon? You know what that
Pokemon.
Song is about?
Pokemon.
Pokemon. He went Pokemon.
You ever
all
heard
right.
of Pokemon, the Pokemon song backwards? You ever heard it?
No.
You guys are tripping. Y'all are some sane worshipers. All
right. How about this one? Doug versus Batman Beyond.
Fuck.
I'm gonna go with Doug because keeping it back into that.
Come on.
Just because I like come fucking. On. You remember? I like Skeeter. Remember? What? Dude, Skeeter. Funny. Funny.
Roger. Hell fucking yes.
Roger Klotz. Roger right, Klotz.
Shit.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus the X Men animated series.
Fuck.
Oh, X-Men.
Don't you X-Men. Put that X-Men. Don't you put
that hard, X-Men. Right? That one's hard.
We're going with songs? Just the intro?
Songs, the intro.
It's going to be X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men. Come on.
Honestly, it's been unanimous. I was blown away because I've been polling a bunch of people. X-Men has been unanimous. It's crazy. TMNT is huge.
I feel, but that song is epic, though.
It's, yeah.
That song is.
But that X-Men had the best marketing as for that.
Yeah.
Whole franchise.
I don't disagree with you. That's why they brought it back. Motherfucker.
It even came back. All right.
Last one. Spider-Man versus Batman. Spider-Man animated series. Bam, now,
Batman.
Versus fucking Danny Elfman's theme.
No, Batman.
Batman. We got Johnny. Batman.
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 Yeah, right. Batman.
Batman. Nice. All right.
I got one for you. I got one for you.
Okay.
Tiny Toons or DuckTales?
I'm going to go DuckTales because Tiny Toons, as much as I love the cartoons ahead of its time, DuckTales, there's no denying.
Yeah, if you yell DuckTales probably anywhere in public, there's going to be someone.
Yep, that's right. That's absolutely right.
So check this out. All right, guys, this has been the Stool Podcast. We will catch you guys on the next episode. What is this shit?
This is Pokemon backwards.
Yeah, zero bush, no heart. Fuck yeah, Lego day. Yes, take us out, reverse Pokemon song.
This is not what I thought. It used to be all this satanic shit, just like
backwards masking is bullshit. Wrong. I thought you knew that.
It's just interpretation.
Let's take it out to Bear King.
All right, hell yeah, close it out on Bear King, Johnny.
All right, this has been the Stool Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for checking it out, and wanted to thanks again for Corey for coming down.
Thank you for having me. It's been excellent. It's been fun.
Great guest, brother.
This is fun.
I appreciate you.
Love you guys.
See you guys next time.
Peace out.
Bitch. Ooh. Stop it. Stop the recording. What's the song called?
Grave Rat.
Bear King?
These are the guys we went on tour with.
Dude, these guys fucking slap.
Are we clear?
Yeah, you're good. Get the fuck out of here.
Stop OBS, bitch.
I'm gonna let it run a little bit. I'm gonna give my boys some love.